in the limelight.
Saudi Arabia, which has invaded and occupied parts of Yemen, is trying to consolidate its military hold on the Al Mahra province in the east, hoping to use the area for an oil pipeline that would bypass the Strait of Hormuz. Mint Press correspondent in Sana'a, Ahmad Abdul Karim, has compiled a report in this regard titled "Saudis Tightening Grip on Eastern Yemen Through New Oil Routes." Stay with us for the details. The Saudi forces must leave all our townships and villages from the coast to the desert, Ahmad Balhaf, a resident of Yemen's eastern Al Mahra province, told the cheering crowd gathered to protest the presence of Saudi troops in Yemen. The demonstrations were part of a series of protests spread across six cities in Al Mahra, Yemen, recently including in Al Masila, Sihut, Al Hosun, and Al Qaida. Protesters hoisted large Yemeni flags and held banners declaring, "Our steadfastness continues," and "No to occupation by Saudi Arabia, yes to national sovereignty." The protests follow an announcement by the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia's main coalition ally in its war on Yemen, that it is withdrawing troops from the country, following warnings that the Yemeni resistance was planning attacks on the cities of Abu Dhabi and Dubai if UAE forces remained in the country. Now, emboldened protesters are demanding that Saudi forces transfer control of key ports, including Shan, Safit, and Nashtun, back to Yemeni authorities. Protesters are also calling for the reopening of Gaida International Airport, which is transformed into a Saudi military base and is allegedly home to Saudi-run secret prisons. The sit-in committee, which organizes protests in Al Mahra, said in a statement during the protest, "What's going on in Al Masila, Sihut, Hassunin, Nashtun directorates, and the Liusik district is no different from what happens in other districts in Al Mahra, where Saudi Arabia continues to build camps, harass local residents, and cut off their income by preventing them from grazing livestock and fishing." As a result of the continued Saudi expansion in the province, which is dominated by eastern Yemen's barren deserts and Abad's neighboring Oman, both local Yemeni political leaders as well as the sit-in committee announced that they were willing to resort to more active means to force the Saudi military to leave their home. Sheikh Ali Salem Al-Harizi, a former deputy governor of Al Mahra, warned, "If the peaceful protests of Al Mahra's residents bear no result, we have other options that will force the occupier to leave." The protests are part of a wave of demonstrations that have flared up regularly over the few past years, calling for Saudi Arabia to withdraw its military from Al Mahra. On July 5th, a group of residents protested after members of a Saudi-backed militia attacked a woman's home in the city of Qaida. The attack occurred near a recently constructed Saudi checkpoint and sparked instant outrage from local residents who were already so upset with the new Saudi presence in their neighborhood that they formed a makeshift citizen militia in what was ultimately an unsuccessful attempt at halting the checkpoint's construction. In most cases, Saudi Arabia has been able to quell the protest with violence and relied on buying off local officials and appeasing residents with promises of civil construction projects such as newly paved roads and medical clinics. But those measures haven't always been enough to stem the tide of popular discontent in the rest of the region. In Jadwa, an area which lies in Al-Mahraz Al-Hassunin Directorate, Saudi forces fired live ammunition into a crowd of unarmed protesters who had gathered in front of a makeshift Saudi military camp to protest Riyadh's presence in the region. Saudi Arabia is also keen on preventing media coverage of the growing demonstrations for fear that discontent in the region will spread. Riyadh routinely kidnaps local journalists who have worked to expose Saudi misdeeds in Al-Mahra. Yahya As-Sawari was working for a local news channel that recently intensified its coverage of the Al-Mahra protest movement when he was kidnapped by Saudi-backed militants on July 3rd, while trying to take photos of wounded protesters in Al-Qaiza Hospital. He was then taken to Saudi Arabia's criminal investigation prison and eventually to a prison controlled by Saudi forces at Al-Qaiza Airport. The Organizing Committee for the Peaceful Protest accused Saudi forces of the abduction and has called on the Journalist Syndicate and international human rights organizations to protect Yemen's journalists and to come to the aid of As-Sawari. The Committee to Protect Journalists sent a message to the Saudi-backed Yemeni Ministry of the Interior, which oversees the criminal investigation police, and emailed the Saudi Ministry of Defense inquiring about As-Sawari's status but did not receive a response. Allegations of Saudi Arabia targeting journalists in Yemen are nothing new. The leader of Yemen's Journalist Syndicate, Abdullah Sobri, and even Mint Press own Ahmad Abdul Karim have been targeted for their coverage of Saudi war crimes in Yemen. While residents of Al-Mahra have long opposed the Saudi presence in the region, a recent increase in the presence of Saudi troops in the region and the construction of a number of new military camps and checkpoints has renewed both suspicion of Saudi plans for a long-term presence in eastern Yemen, as well as calls for the Riyadhs to vacate the region. Saudi Arabia claims that its checkpoints and military bases are needed to combat an influx of alleged Iranian arms shipments and drug smuggling through Oman, which borders Al-Mahra to the east, though the Riyadh regime has provided no evidence to back its claim, a claim which Oman has repeatedly and vociferously denied. Local residents aren't buying the Saudi line either. They say that the smuggling is just a pretext for a Saudi takeover of their province and resources. Local protest leader Ahmad Balhaf says claims of smuggling have been debunked and that despite a Saudi takeover of Al-Mahra, the Ansarullah are equipped with ever more modern weaponry. Where are the Ansarullah getting all of their new weapons like those they recently showed at their exhibition if Saudi forces are spread out through the whole of Al-Mahra? Balhaf asked. There is no smuggling of weapons to the movement in Al-Mahra, and besides, the military bases were built in oil-rich areas. In reality, Saudi Arabia has a strategic interest in the province. In late September, Mint Press revealed that Riyadh began construction on a pipeline in Al-Mahra that would allow it transport oil directly to the Arabian Sea, bypassing the Strait of Hormuz and Bab al-Mandab Strait. Now, following recent attacks on a Saudi pipeline in Yanbu by the Ansarullah, Saudi Arabia is stepping up its activities in Al-Mahra hoping to finish construction on the pipeline as soon as possible in a bid to circumvent the Strait of Hormuz.